Welcome to this episode of Raw Tech. And this video, we want to take a look at Visual Studio Code, and specifically, I want to show you the five things that I think are the coolest about Visual Studio Code. If you head over to code.visualstudio.com, you can download this, and it's available for Windows and Mac. So you can grab that. Cool thing is, not only is it for cross-platform development, but we can also do .NET development, we can do Node development, and Python, and as well as a number of other languages. So let's go ahead, and I'm just going to drop right into Visual Studio Code. So I'm going to go out to my command prompt, and I'm just going to type code and a period for the current folder, and it will spin up our code environment. So here we are in our Visual Studio Code. And what we're going to do here is, the first thing I want to do is I want to look at some of the code editing functions. And so most specifically, I'm going to come down here to the package.json file, and I see that I've got a number of dependencies here, and they point to a specific version. And so I don't really want to have a specific version. I want to point to a version greater than that, right? So I could click on this, and I could put a tilde, and I could click on this one and put a tilde, and I could go through all of my code and do that. Or if I use the multi-edit feature of Visual Studio Code, and this is the thing that I love, right, is I can click here, and then I can alt-click in the different places that I want to be editing. And so when I type here, now whatever I type will go here at those cursor points. And so I've kind of got a ragged edge for editing that I didn't have before. You know, it used to be that I could drag a column and edit that specific column, but now I actually have this wherever I want to type stuff, and they don't even have to be contiguous lines. They could be lines separated by multiple values. So I'm going to go ahead and just type in a tilde here, and I'm done. So that's a great feature called multi-edit, and again, the way that we access that is with the alt click. Okay, the next thing I want to do is, I'm editing my code, and so I want to take a look at my app.js file. But then not only that, maybe I want to take a look at my index page. Well, I want to look at them both together at the same time. So what I can do is I can hit Control 2, which opens up a second window. And from there, then I can actually select the file that I want to work with. Okay, and I can do the same thing with Control 3, and I can open up a third file. And so I've got my index.jade file. I've got my let's go find my index.js file. Okay, and maybe instead of the app.js, I really want to have the style sheet. All right, so let's go ahead and bring up that style sheet. Okay, so I've got these three windows open, and what I can do now is, if I scroll and push this over to the edge, I can slide those over and give me more room to see this third window. Well, if I hit Control 1 to go back to the first window, everything slides over like an accordion, and it gives me that wide space for the first window. If I hit Control 2, I go to my second window. Control 3, I go to my third window. So again, it allows me to kind of have all three files open at the same time and be able to look at what I'm working on at any given time. If I do Control W, it goes ahead and closes the window that's there, and again, I can hit Control W and I'm back to just a single window. So that's having multiple code windows open, and we can deal with that. So that's my number two love of Visual Studio Code. The third one that I really like is being able to match brackets. And so if I open up my app.js file, if I happen to be sitting on a bracket, I can go to the matching bracket by hitting Control Shift bracket, and it will take me to the other one. Now, just so that you can see what I'm really hitting, I'm doing Control Shift open bracket. Okay, So when I do that, again, that takes me to the matching bracket. Wherever it is, I can go back and forth. If I come up and find the next one, I can go back and forth between those. Now, you can see that in Visual Studio Code, it highlights the two that are matching. But again, it's this the jump to bracket, which is a nice little keyboard feature, Control Shift bracket match. Okay. The next thing I want to take a look at is pretty cool, because when we dive into, say, HTML, you know, sometimes we're just kind of filling out some page to get some look and feel. And so Visual Studio Code has built in the emit functionality, right? So I can say I want a paragraph four times, and it gives me four paragraph tags. Maybe what I want to do is I want to do four paragraphs, and I want those to be some text, right, so I put some text there, and we've got that. The other thing that I can do is all of the lorem functionality exists there as well for emit. So I can say I want to create four paragraphs with the lorem ipsum, you know, filler text, right? So there's my four paragraphs. The other thing that I can do, if you haven't spent a lot of time with emit, that really demonstrates the power of it, is I can actually chain these things together. So I can say, all right, well, I want to create a list item, and I want to create five list items. Inside those five list items, I want to create some paragraphs. And I want to bind these to an item class, and each one of these list items is going to have three of those paragraphs. And then we'll use the lorem again. This time we'll actually say we only want 10 words of the lorem ipsum. And so we hit tab, and we get it to fill out all that page. Okay, so I got all those list items. I got the paragraphs with an item tag, etc. Notice that this is you know, specific to Jade. I'm going to undo that, and I'm going to copy that code so that you can see I'm not making any change. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over here to another page, and this one I've got HTML. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and delete that. I'm going to paste in that exact lorem code that we did, right? List item five times with a paragraph for an item class, three times, and 10 words of lorem. And I hit that tab, and it goes ahead and it fills in all of that code for me, right? So I could even come in here, and just to make sure that you see that I'm not cheating in any way, we'll call this item text, right? And we'll hit tab, and there we go. And hitting that tab before the lorem got it, so that it didn't take all that. But there you go. So that is the emit abbreviations. That is my number four awesomeness of Visual Studio Code. And then finally, the last one is pretty cool, because I'm going to drop in here to my app.css. And the cool thing about this app.css is in Visual Studio Code is that when I hover over the selectors, it shows me exactly what it's going to be looking for. So in this case, I'm looking for the nav tag. If I hover over header, it's going to look for the header tag. When I come down here to this section article title, notice that it's going to be looking for an element with a class of title that is inside of an article tag that is inside of a section tag, right? And so I can see immediately, oh wait, this isn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted this to be the section, the article, and the title. So now if I hover, the section tag will get it, and then the title inside of the articles will get this tag. And that looks more like what I want it to do. So it will pick up all of those selectors for all of the articles. If I want, I can put a comma there and make these so that it brings up those as three different elements. But it helps me visualize what those selectors are actually going to be looking for in the DOM to apply this particular style. So that is my hover in CSS, and that is my number 5 top things in Visual Studio Code. Encourage you to drop out here to code.visualstudio.com. Again, these things all work on Linux, Mac, and Windows. And so go ahead, take a download, and check it out.